such a cool tune, but a lot of people hear it so much they think it's probably the easiest tune to learn, and a lot of banjo teachers, I might say, teach that as the first tune as though it's the easiest, and I don't think it's at all the easiest one. I put it in the intermediate section of my instructional book, but some of the licks in it are some of the easier licks in it. If you're just, how many people here actually play the banjo? Okay, most of you, that's nice. So how many people actually know this particular lick? See those hands go up. Okay, we lost a few along the way. So, but that's a nice, very versatile lick that can be used in a lot of different situations, and it's one of the key licks in Cripple Creek. But I always notice people when they go, and then that next slide, they rush it or something, and when they try to play with other people, things tend to fall apart. So it's something to watch out for, and once you get it, though, it's a really catchy little tune, and when people ask me, and these are, say, people who don't know much about banjo playing, they wouldn't understand Salt Creek or Shenandoah Breakdown. If you play Cripple Creek, anybody can catch on to it. It's a great tune to play for a little kid. They catch right on right away, and it's a fun tune. So we got some pretty interesting players here, and I think it would be fun to do kind of like what we did in yesterday's workshop, where we just gave each person a chance to show some stuff that they like to play and maybe answer some questions, that kind of thing. So especially if you have any requests, something that you already heard one of us play that you'd like us to play, a request like that would be cool. Or if you just want to, we could just ask Greg to play something and see what he's got on his mind. Why don't we start with Greg here?
Yeah, sure. The most basic principle of the four-finger style is that you can put a pick on your ring finger, this guy. I got mine encased in a ring of titanium just to keep it safe. You can put a pick on it, and it functions, you know, pretty well, almost as well as the third finger. And you can do a four, you know, in the three-finger style, a forward roll is, you know, one, two, three, and any plucking pattern that involves plucking with your thumb, then your index and your middle. In the four-finger style, a forward roll can be done one, two, three, four. And you can repeat that over and over again. It's real easy and natural. It's like watching television or eating a cheesesteak. There's no stress involved. And once you master that, you can do it on all different combinations of strings. And you can do it real fast.
So, let me give a little guidance from where I'm sitting. So you're still going three,
I'm still going,
two, three, four. But one, the thumb, might be on some string that the two and the three and the four might later play.
Yeah, you can. It doesn't matter which strings you're playing. You can always sort of cross over, and as long as you pluck thumb, index, middle, ring in that order, it's always a forward roll. Anyway, that's all. Sounds kind of complicated, but once you start experimenting with it, you'll start to figure these things out. You can do the same thing in reverse. Four note backward roll. At a time. And then you can get into more advanced patterns. You know, these days mostly what I use it for is sort of backup and rhythmical stuff that could maybe be done with three fingers but would be really, really difficult, and it just becomes easier with four. Like my favorite pattern is actually thumb index, and then these two guys, all right, the middle and the ring are being used as a team a lot of the time. You can sort of, you can sort of pair them up, and they fire simultaneously.
So you got your thumb and index kind of working like a flat pick on a single string, and then you have these other two fingers working two other strings have to be the chords behind the flat picking.
Exactly. And once you do that, it frees up your mind. Your mind begins to wander, and you can engage in other activities while you're playing the banjo, like rapping, for example. Taking away the people and bringing them back to me day in and day out, again and again. They shudder and ache, wither and the wind, the blah, 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 blah. So you can, I mean, you don't have to do that, but you could maybe read Anna Karenina.
Banjo lesson. Have you ever tried to give a rap style banjo lesson?
Well, I could, let's see, I could share with you some knowledge that I gleaned during my PhD years. Actually, you don't need the four-finger style for this. Maybe I should hand it over to somebody else and I'll do that a little bit later.
Hey, how'd you come up with that idea?
Yeah, that's the next thing I was going to ask. What got you going? What made you say, oh, I think I'm going to just put that finger pick on that fourth finger. What got you going?
Well, it's kind of a ridiculous story. I was just killing time one day in New Haven, Connecticut, and I was sitting on the New Haven green, and there were some dogs playing, and I was just sort of sitting out there to avoid doing schoolwork. And it was a sunny day, and there were some dogs running around, and there was a three-legged dog running and frolicking around with a bunch of four-legged dogs. And I was actually really surprised at how well the three-legged dog could maneuver. It was really good, you know? It was like, had a pretty strong system. It had the full tripod and could get around. But you know, the four-legged dogs just looked like they didn't have to try quite as hard. And so I got to thinking, you know, about the benefits of employing four things where you used to only employ three. And I went home and put a finger pick on my fourth finger, and it didn't work at all. It was a horrible disaster at first, because I used to play in the sort of Scruggs hand position where you've got your ring finger and your pinky anchored on the bridge. And so my ring finger had been anchored inert, not on the bridge, on the head. My ring finger had been anchored inert for the whole time that I've been playing banjo, and it had just been sort of atrophying. And so when I finally put the finger pick on it, it didn't work very well at first, but I had a lot of free time on my hands, so I got it up and running.
Why don't you play a tune that features the four finger style?
All right, how about this? I'll play a little whiskey before breakfast and maybe incorporate some four-finger moments, so pay attention.